Parkway family, it's Bear and Ricky Perrin, and we are day 9 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting, and day 9 is about addiction. So we're praying over addiction in our valley and addiction in us individually. And there's a couple important things that we wanted to talk about regarding addiction before we prayed to kind of put some context around it. Addiction is not just drugs, alcohol, pornography, the things like that that we tend to focus on because they have the most far-reaching impact in people's lives and they can be quite devastating. But there are so many things that we are addicted to that are really just idols. And God's first commandment is that we not have any other God before Him, yet we have all sorts of things that we turn to be our comforter other than the Holy Spirit that was given for that purpose. So,
in fact, addiction is not even in the Bible. You won't hear Jesus talking about it. He doesn't warn about addiction. He warns about idolatry. And it may seem like semantics, but I think we need to put it where it actually belongs.
Yes, and if we put it where it belongs, then we can deal with it correctly. We can own it. So if we're talking about idolatry, we can identify all sorts of things. So outside of the big ones that everybody thinks of, exercise, that's an idol, as well as food. Anything that you turn to, like supplements. If I take all my supplements, that's where my health comes from, and that's why I'm healthy. I take care of myself, and I drink all my water, and that kind of thing. We make these idols that we think keep us safe, and they become our God. And if we don't have them, we're not okay. If I don't get my exercise in, I don't feel okay for the day. And or it can be something that's maybe a little bit more obvious, like shopping. I only feel really happy when I'm shopping or when I'm eating. Very often people are sad or struggling with things, and the go-to is just to go have a little treat because you feel better for the moment. But really, it's bondage, and you can't get away from it, and you can't stop it.
So I think it's super important for us to come to this conclusion that that's not God's best for us. But also to be open and humble enough to say, all right, Holy Spirit, and this is where we've been for the last few months, really, just show us anything that's keeping us from you. And not that He's away from us, because He will truly never leave us or forsake us. But there's this, in fact, Pastor Jay talked about this last week. There's a position that we can take with Him that we're back to back. We're facing the opposite direction that He's facing. Proximity, we're still there. But as far as focus is concerned and as far as commission is concerned, we're in the opposite direction. I believe that's what Romans 12 talks about when it talks about don't conform any longer to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And I believe that's what He has for us. And like I said, that's where we've been, is just asking Him, show us anything that's holding us back. And we were super surprised to see a few things.
Time. What we do with our time,
right,
is a big deal. It's such a slippery little slope, you know.
Gosh.
Just entertainment. Entertainment is such a big thing in our society, and it just is a time waster. So
right,
that's some of the stuff that we just thought for this 21 days of prayer and fasting. We're not turning the television on, and we are not looking at social media. And it's not like we spend a lot of time doing it, but it's a little intrusive.
Little steps at a time.
It just becomes this, you know, every hour there's just a little of this and a little of that. And pretty soon you're just saying, well, I just was so busy today that I couldn't get all these important things done. And I didn't really have the time with the Lord that I wanted. But I did cover a lot of ground on Instagram.
Right.
Or Facebook or whatever the thing may be. So it can be really subtle, and it cannot feel like an idol because it doesn't feel so damaging as some of the bigger things. But really take some time and ask yourself, when a problem arises in your life, or you're feeling a little stressed out, or you're just a little irritated about something, maybe you're tired, what is the thing that you turn to? That's an idol. If it's not God, it's something you're putting before God as your comforter, and it's an idol. And the only way for us to deal with that is to recognize it for what it is, which is why we ask that you remove the label of addict and you put on your identity as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Right.
You have a new identity, and it isn't an addict for to whatever it is, but you have to first recognize that that's there, repent of that, change how you're viewing it and recognize it. Say, Father, I have erected this idol before you that I didn't even realize I had, and I don't want it anymore. You created me to know you and to have intimacy mm-hmm. with you. And as long as I entertain that thing, mm-hmm. I can't have that. I can't serve two masters. I can't have two gods. I have to lay one down and honor the other. And so this day and this week, these coming days, as we finish this 21 days of prayer and fasting, and then beyond as he leads, recognize what that thing is and just continue to thank him for the freedom that he's given you until you experience that freedom on a daily basis. Father, thank you that I'm not bound by anything, that I am bound to you and I am bound to your word because you died and you sacrificed yourself that you could live in me and through me. And I laid my life down and I gave myself to you. And while I have these little desires in my life, I don't have a desire that's greater than knowing you, to become one with you, to honor you with my whole life. I don't want there to be anything left unopened that you've given me. I don't want to have a life that's split down the middle, that partially honors you and partially doesn't. That's idolatry. And I just want to recognize what those things are. Thank you for fathering us. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for leading us into all truth. And thank you that we have everything that pertains to life and godliness, and nothing shall by any means harm us. I just pray that our minds are fixed on you, that our words are in agreement with you, that we don't have dichotomy in our thoughts. We don't have thoughts of the world and thoughts of distraction and thoughts that are opposed to you. And we can't have sweet and bitter water coming out of the same fountain. So we thank you that our mouths and our hearts are filled with you and our words are here to glorify you. And we understand that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and we want to speak in agreement with you. So we thank you for abundant life. We thank you for everything that Jesus accomplished. We thank you that you're never finished working on us, and the areas in which we failed, you've completely covered those and forgiven us of those things as we repent of them. You're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we thank you for making us new, and your mercies are new every single morning. Yes. But we don't want to walk in those things. We don't want to continue in sin that your grace would cover us. So we thank you for making those things known to us, that we can lift them up to you, we can lay them down, we can let them go, and we can truly walk in liberty. So we thank you that who the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you we are free indeed.
And I thank you so much that you're the reward. You are the reward, that what those things try to counterfeit is actually your presence. Mm-hmm. You know, do not be drunk with much wine, but be filled by the Holy Spirit. The promise that you have for us is you, and help us to never lose sight of that. And I just thank you for the Holy Spirit that brings things up to us, not for us to go take care of by ourselves, but for you to go, hey, let's get this taken care of, because this is an obstacle that is in your life that's going to keep me and you from being close like I want to be. So let me give you me and give all this other stuff away. So I just thank you, Father, for the ease, especially in comparison to you. When you're our reward, when you're standing there and you're before us and we get to be in you and you get to be in us, what can compare to that? Right. What can, the scales are so imbalanced. Mm-hmm. So I just declare that revelation over your body, over all of us, that what you're offering is you, and there is no greater than you. You said, taste of me, taste and see that the Lord is good. And you really are incredibly good. Mm-hmm. So I thank you for this time that we have. God, I just thank you for this time that we get to give you. And thank you so much that you're the fulfillment of all of our desires. We just bless you.
And I want to add to that, Father, I just ask that you would send forth workers. You say that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. I pray that you would stir up the hearts of your people and that you would mobilize your army, and that we would go out into our community and we would really truly love people, and we would bring freedom to them. We would bring the freedom that Jesus died to give us, freedom from everything that binds us, that we just wouldn't have to walk under the weight of bondage, that we can be completely free and have an entirely new life in you and have an entirely new identity in you. So we thank you for that. I thank you for just really impressing on the hearts of your people to just be praying, to cover their neighborhoods, to cover their families, to cover their workplaces, and really just to go out and be a light in the world, that people would see their good works and glorify you, Father. that we would really just be living epistles, that we would be the light of the world, just as Jesus was the light of the world. He said that we're now the light of the world. So I just pray that we would shine and we would bring life and we'd bring joy and we would bring hope to our community.
So I just saw this little picture and you guys tried to just for one more minute and engage and be try to imagine this with me. The picture was a bunch of mug shots, you know, like somebody's in prison and their numbers are across their chest and they're holding it. And I saw God with an army come and tear those numbers away from people's mug shots. And along with those numbers came away the idols, whatever it may be, that you're not known for addictions. You're not known for what's grabbed your attention. You're not known for that in heaven. And instead, it says that he writes our names on his mind and on his heart. And so there's this reality of who you are in his eyes, and I just declare that revelation over you right now. And in that, you get to see other people for who they're known to be in heaven, not known for where they screwed up or what they've turned to instead, but we get to be a body that leads people to freedom. We've been given the ministry of reconciliation. So I just thank you so much for that truth. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.